T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, please, please tell the story about the elder abuse
committed. I was visiting my mother-in-law in Washington, D.C. yesterday, and I love her dearly, and she's 90 years old, and she's hanging in there. She's had Alzheimer's for like 12 years, but we moved her to a new place. She has her own room. It's mm-hmm. beautiful. Mm-hmm. Walk in to her room, and the Redskins were on TV.
Okay.
So I looked at Lori, and I go, you think she'd mind? And so we switched over to the Vikes. I know, I'm a terrible person.
A nonverbal Alzheimer's patient.
I asked
and
her.
You changed her channel.
I asked her and she smiled. I said, can we watch the Vikes? Is it okay? If
such a bad person.
So anyway.
But I understand you're a Viking fan, so
well,
I
yeah, I wanted
that.
To see the game, and I was happy to see that it was on in D.C., which leads us to Eric Nelson to tell us all the things that I did wrong and the Vikings did right yesterday.
I think Eric hung up. I don't think he wants to
He's
talk with
so
you.
So disgusted. Really?
He's the worst, Eric.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Paul and Jordana. Paul, you did the right thing. You did your mother-in-law a huge favor.
It was a better game.
Grease fire. They're 0-5. Yeah. They fired their coach this morning.
Did they really? Oh, I had not heard that.
Yeah, Jay Gruden got gassed at 5 a.m. by the most dysfunctional owner in all of football, Daniel Snyder. So you did your mom... in law, a huge favor, in my opinion.
Well, thank you. I'm writing this down so I can explain this to my wife.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Eric.
Oh, my gosh.
I keep thinking Jekyll and Hyde. You know, which team is going to show up? It just looked like a totally different team than was at Soldier Field last weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Vikings were offensively dominant yesterday. Kirk Cousins was very accurate. He and Adam Thielen were in sync. Dalvin Cook is simply amazing. The guy can run the football. He can catch the football. He's a multidimensional running back. So they look very good offensively. I thought defensively they were outstanding. Anthony Barr had a safety. He had an interception. Danielle Hunter had a couple of sacks. So they got back on track. And here's the early read 5 weeks in, Paul and Jordana. They can beat up on teams they should beat up on. I mean, i.e. Atlanta, Oakland. Although the Raiders did beat Chicago yesterday in London. That was a huge favor for the rest of the NFC North. But and then the New York Giants, who aren't very good. They're struggling with a young rookie quarterback. Now the question is, can they beat a team that is, you know, supposed to be a front runner or a top-tier team? I think we'll know a lot next Sunday when they play the Philadelphia Eagles,
right,
who made the playoffs last season. And 2 years ago, oh, by the way, battered the Vikings in the NFC Championship game in Philly. So if you're thinking payback or revenge, this would be the Sunday to go down that road.
Hey, the numbers were impressive for Mr. Cousins. He went 22 for 27, 306 yards, 2 touchdowns. Dalvin Cook rushed for 132, and Adam Thielen, 130 yards with 2 touchdowns. Growing up, Eric, my father used to say actions have consequences. Were there consequences for Stephon Diggs? I mean, was there, in fact, a big fat fine for missing practice last Wednesday?
Yeah, roughly $200,000. That's a whopper, even though Stephon Diggs makes, you know, buku bucks. That's still a lot of money to cough up. And Diggs had like 4 catches, I believe, for 44 yards yesterday. So they had him involved. And I think clearly moving forward, let's be blunt here. I don't agree with everything Diggs did last week, but they need him because Adam Thielen is the go-to guy along with Stephon Diggs. After that, they've struggled to find, you know, a solid number 3 receiver. So they have to get this thing worked out. And yesterday was a feel-good win, no doubt about it, at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. And I guess it gave Minnesota sports fans at least some semblance of saying, hey, we can beat up on a team from New York. Maybe
yes.
Not the Yankees, but we can.
Amen. Yes, that did feel extra good.
Justice.
After the way those Yankees treated our twins.
Eric Nelson, great to hear from you. Thanks for the caller. Appreciate the time, sir.
All right.
Thanks,
great
Eric.
To be on.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
It. Let's talk about what is happening with the Kurds in Turkey. It's sort of a confusing situation. A little bit of news nuggets when we return after the news. The tweets have been flying this morning. I'm Jordana Green, sitting next to Paul Douglas. David Josephson is here as well. We are, this is like the dream show. You guys, we love being at the fair, but we are at the top of Seven Sushi and Steakhouse. The general manager said he's going to bring up some sushi for us, which is super nice.
Twist her arm.
I mean, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. We'll have some of your sushi.
I pretended like I wasn't that interested, I think that's the first thing I asked you when I got in today. You think we'll get sushi?
Yeah.
My handsome husband and I eat here a lot. We love the food here. They do a great job. My Mark's son just recently got engaged. We had a party at the rooftop here. I mean, this is a great place. So, and by the way, unbelievable deal. David, what's the deal? It's half price burgers?
Yes, and 2-for-1 drinks and some additional happy hour food specials.
So how are you not here?
Yeah.
How are you not here? Why are you still in your office?
If you're coming down to the game, stop here first.
Yeah,
fuel up. Fuel up, say hi, and... yeah, we hope to see you. We're going to be here live through 6 o'clock.
Paul really dialed up some gorgeous weather. I mean, it's the perfect day.
I paid extra for this.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Called in all my chips.
So I try to stay off Twitter sometimes because, you know, it's just sort of a cesspool often. But this morning I was reading fascinating emails from Nikki Haley, who I'm a big fan of, by the way.
Right.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, and also Lindsey Graham. Not always a big fan of his emails, but I was really surprised that he broke rank today. And let me give you a little bit of backstory, and then if you do have the Graham
email. I have some of the tweets, yeah.
The tweet pulled up. So here's what happened. Last night, the Trump administration gave a green light to a Turkish operation that could lead to fighting with Kurds. Now, Kurdish rebels are U.S.-backed Syrian Kurds, okay? They've been in Turkey. They've been important partners in the U.S. fighting against ISIS. Exactly.
Right.
Our goal is to defeat ISIS. So these U.S.-backed Syrian Kurds have been fighting ISIS with us. And now the president says we are going to be withdrawing our troops.
Because Turkey views them, Erdogan views them as terrorists.
The president of Turkey, yes, exactly, views them as terrorists. And now the president is saying, well, that's it. We're out. And many of us feel that this leaves these U.S.-backed Syrian Kurds, who we have been fighting along the side of and winning the battle, hopefully, against ISIS, that we're leaving them high and dry. And what could ensue is a bloodbath if the Russians or the Turks come in and just wipe them out because they no longer have U.S.
Genocide
backing.
Is the word I heard bantied about
and
today.
And as a human being, I can't imagine having been one of those fighters or the family of one of those fighters fighting along U.S. military, and then all of a sudden the U.S. military abandons them. As a human being, I can't imagine what these folks and their families are thinking about.
Well,
today.
The military wouldn't abandon them. This administration might abandon them, right? The military takes orders.
Correct. I'm sorry. I missed
so. That. But no, your point is well taken. And my first reaction was this is not any way to repay our allies.
Our
they
allies.
Were allied with us in the fight against these ISIS maniacs. Mm-hmm. Thousands of these Kurdish fighters died.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, trying to protect us, trying to keep ISIS out of the United States.
Correct.
So to then just say, hey, sorry, you're on your own. Good luck.
It's such just a dangerous precedent for our other allies. You know, when we promise military aid or military support, okay, well, is the U.S. then just going to leave us high and dry like they're doing to these for these rebels, the U.S.-backed Syrian Kurds? So the tweets were interesting because, you know, I figured they would fall along party lines, as most of our lawmakers have been during this very tumultuous past few years. But what I read from Lindsey Graham today, and, Nikki Haley, too, it really shocked me.
Yeah, Nikki Haley said we must always have the backs of our allies if we expect them to have our backs. The Kurds were instrumental in our successful fight against ISIS in Syria. Leaving them to die is a big mistake. Lindsey Graham said hope and expect sanctions against Turkey, if necessary, would be veto-proof, implying that the Republicans would have enough votes that even if the president vetoed this, that they could still
have
impose
support.
Sanctions on Turkey. And Lindsey Graham went on to say this decision to abandon our Kurdish allies and turn Syria over to Russia, Iran, and Turkey will put every radical Islamist on steroids. Shot in the arm to the bad guys. Devastating for the good guys. And Senator Graham went on to say it's never wise to abandon an ally who has sacrificed on your behalf. It's never wise to repeat the mistakes of your predecessor. and he's referring to President Obama there, mm-hmm. it's never wise to outsource American national security to Turkey or any other nation. So it seems like there's a groundswell of Republican senators who are pushing back
Correct.
Against what the president wants to do.
It was an interesting morning on Twitter and otherwise, and interesting learning about these men and women, I imagine mostly men, fighting on the front lines against ISIS. And I just would not want to think that the rest of the world is looking at us as backing out on that fight.
We have to be consistent, right? And I understand circumstances change. I also understand mm-hmm. the desire, having a son in the Navy, you want your kids back. You want your kids out of harm's way. I get that 1,000%.
Yes, I understand.
But if you create a vacuum, who's going to fill that vacuum?
Last time ISIS filled that vacuum.
Yeah. And the Kurds had our backs and fought on our behalf to stomp out ISIS. And they fought, bled, and died for the United States. Mm-hmm. So we have to be careful.
We do. What caught your eye today?
Basketball and politics apparently don't mix. Did you see this? The Houston Rockets, their general manager, Daryl Morey, expressed support for pro-democracy efforts in Hong Kong, at which point the Chinese government...
They didn't like that too much.
They lost their minds.
Yeah, didn't like it.
The Chinese Basketball Association, various Chinese businesses quickly denounced Morey and moved to sever ties with the Rockets. And there's a huge affinity, a huge fondness for the Rockets among basketball fans in China. And there are a couple of billion basketball fans in China.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the Rockets ownership has debated Morey's employment status as GM for the Houston Rockets and whether to replace him. Yesterday, the Chinese Basketball Association Juror issued a statement on Weibo, which is the kind of the Chinese version of Twitter.
Twitter, right, because they can't have regular Twitter.
They can't.
Because they can't have nice things in China.
Free speech.
Yeah. It's a problem.
That's not going to happen anytime soon.
I.e. the pro-democracy tweet. Mm-hmm.
But the Chinese are basically saying that the general manager of the Rockets is meddling with their internal politics. And his, quote, improper remarks...
I mean, really, were they improper? I mean, they were pro-democracy remarks. The tweet's been, I haven't seen it because it's been pulled back.
They were right on the money. I'm glad somebody is standing up for democracy.
That's what I mean. Now people are getting fired for pro-democracy tweets. What kind of a topsy-turvy world do we live in?
But again, it's the NBA. It's billions of dollars, right? If China somehow cuts off access to the NBA... I mean, promoting democracy is a good thing, Jordana, mm-hmm. until and unless it gets in the way of making more money and the bottom line.
I'm going to use that as a quote because that's facts. That is facts. That is a wise man. Paul Douglas once said that.
I like this GM, Daryl Morey. I hope he gets promoted. Mm-hmm. I doubt it. He spoke truth to power.
That's right.
And
crazy
he may get axed because of it. But you know what? I think he did the right thing at a time. When hundreds of thousands of demonstrators in Hong Kong on a daily basis are turning out and saying, thumbing their nose at the Chinese and saying, we're going to continue to have some semblance of democracy in Hong Kong. You know,
it's a day for truth to power, speaking out against your superiors. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I want to sneak this in. Simone Biles, you know, the decorated gymnast, obviously a world champion, a gold medalist. She made history again at the World Championships in Germany by successfully landing, follow me on this one, a triple-double during her floor routine and then a double-double dismount on the balance beam. Now, a triple-double, doesn't that sound like what Rodney Dangerfield was doing in like his triple Lindy or something, his crazy dive? Because think about what a triple double is. I think it's three backflips with two twists at the same time. And I watched it. I watched her do this many times. I watched this over and over again. And I still couldn't count as fast as she was spinning to properly identify what was the triple and what was the double. She is like a bird. She is superhuman. An extraordinary gymnast that has done feats of the human body that nobody thought were possible. She's only 22 now. Now, remember, this is going to be named after her, okay? The triple-double will be named the Biles 2. the Biles 2 in honor of her.
Biles 2.
And I know you're thinking to yourself, why is it the Biles 2? How come it's just not the Biles? Well, she already has two other moves named after her, one in floor exercise and one in vault. People are calling her a superstar, and she says, please don't call me a superstar. She said, if I were to label myself a superstar, it would bring more expectations on me, and I'd feel more pressure than I do right now. But she really is almost an incredible, like, above-average human being, because the things that she can do with her body are us mere mortals cannot.
And the craziest thing is she was clutching a glass of red wine the entire
Didn't
time.
Didn't spill at all.
Yeah, I just... to me, that was. That just,
oh, maybe that's
I'll
why
give
it's
you a 12
a
for that.
A triple double. It was a triple flip, and she was holding a double.
Yeah, she had a double shot, and she earned that double shot.
No, again, you are mere mortal. Simone is better.
I always wondered if you just walked on the balance beam, and just walked to the end and waved at the crowd and walked back, would you get any points?
You get nothing.
Would you get like a 1 point? Two.
You get nothing.
You get zip, nothing. Zero, 0.0. I wish somebody
it's
would
nothing.
Try that.
Nope.
All right.
Nothing.
We got to get out of here. Paul and Jordana, we are at 7 Steakhouse and Sushi, corner of and Hennepin. It's a party. Come on down. Join the fun.
Half-price burgers.
Our bosses are already getting sloshed.
Yeah, on those two-for-one drinks, I believe it is.
Oh,
nice
you're drinking
meal.
Responsibly. That's
no,
good.
No, they're not.
That's
no,
good.
They're definitely not. And our dear friend Corey Heppala is joining us. You're staying up late with us
tonight. We got a party. 4 to 7 o'clock. We're staying up here. So, yeah, excited.
Are you disappointed that you don't have tickets?
No. I'm fine. With games sometimes, I like to be in my own world because I just like to, yep. You know, so I'm fine being by myself tonight.
Well, he's not alone until 7, so come on here at 7 and visit Corey and us. We're on the air till 6. It's time now where we play Two Truths and a Lie, twin style, and Corey's going to be our victim.
Yes.
I mean, contestant today.
Go for it.
I try to stump
Good luck.
All, but here we go. Our player of the day is Devin Smeltzer. He pitched 3 1/3 innings in Saturday's game, giving up just 2 hits and no runs to the Yankees.
Smeltzer, yeah.
He was a bright spot in that game.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you 3 facts about Devin Smeltzer, except one of them is a lie.
Yep.
Smeltzer was born in Voorhees Township, New Jersey, because I'm a Jersey girl, and that's how I roll. Devin made his major league debut on May 28th when he threw a no-hitter to lead the Twins to a 5-0 win over the Brewers. Or at the age of 9, Smeltzer was diagnosed with pelvic cancer. He had a tumor that had grown against his bladder and was connected to his prostate. He was treated with chemo and went into remission.
Smeltzer is legitimately one of the best stories in Twins history. Overcoming cancer.
Yes.
He's a Jersey guy. He did not throw a no-hitter. He did go scoreless, though, in his first start.
You're
was not a
good.
No-hitter.
6 scoreless innings with the score 5-3.
Boom.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.